Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Bill McCann, president and founder of Dancing Dots. Of course, famous for all sorts of music-related programs, apps, scripts, all sorts of things. And here now with a music training system called Music Touch. Bill, welcome back to Blind Bargain.
Thank you, JJ. Good to see you again.
Great. So what exactly do we have here?
Well, what we did was we found out about a very cool piece of hardware called the Talking Tactile Tablet. And that's why we call it the TTT, because it took me a long time to be able to say
Talking Tactile Tablet.
But the TTT is a computer peripheral that, I can't even say that either. But after 3 days of CSUN, it's a wonder I can say anything. But anyway, it's sort of, you can imagine it as a touch screen that lies flat on the table.
Yeah, what would you say? And I believe we've covered the TTT before. It's a pretty big. I'm not sure exactly what that size would be, but it's 11 by 17, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's close to that. And you can put a piece of a paper on top of it,
right?
And
so
trigger different events with it.
So we have some Braille music on here.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that, of course, as soon as we heard about it, yeah, it's great. They're teaching literary Braille with it, or they're playing fun games with tactile graphics. What we want to do is teach Braille music. So Dancing Dots got our first installment of the series called Music Touch is based on a book we published, called An Introduction to Music for the Blind Student by Richard Tesh. And so we took a lot of the lesson exercises from that,
okay,
and we put that content onto Touch Graphics TTT, and we made it interactive. And I'll give you a little taste.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so we're going to start it up here. Hit enter.
TTT. Please press anywhere on the work surface for a count of three.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome to Talking Tactile Tablet. If you have used the TTT before, press anywhere now to go to the expert setup, the expert mode. Press the dot in the upper left corner until you
hear
the
time. Now we have to calibrate it so the software knows.
Press the dot in the lower right corner until you hear a different chime sound.
Now which sheet is loaded?
Press the first bar in the IFB strip, moving from left to right.
Across the top
to
there is
the new sheet,
little
TTT authoring tool.
Bars.
That's how it knows which sheet is on here?
Yes.
Finally, press the last bar to the right. The program for sheet number 10 of the Sol to Book Introduction to Music Braille is being loaded.
Yes, you customize the sounds. I remember before when I seen the TTT. It wasn't as musical.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay. So now I have to type in my username. There's a little six-key Braille keyboard that comes with it.
Music Touch series from Dancing Dots. Introduction to Music Braille.
Okay, so every time you hear that means there's like a Braille graphic of a cursor cross in the top right-hand corner of this Braille paper.
Okay.
And pretty much that's a standard interface for all of them. So if I press right arrow...
This sheet introduces actual Braille music notation. You will learn the Braille music symbols for the first five scale steps and a few other important Braille music signs.
So it gives you little chunks of introductory information.
Okay.
And so... you can listen, and then when you're ready, press right arrow again and get the next chunk.
Okay.
And then when you're ready, you can initiate, well, I think this one may have something like 20 different activities, all based on the same material on this page. And there are three types of activities. There's what we call exploratory kind of, what is this? What's on here? What does it mean? And then there's... practice. Like, let's practice what we've learned.
Okay.
And then there's a written kind of quiz thing at the end where it says, on this little six-key keyboard, I can enter my answers like, okay, we taught you about quarter rest. Now, enter a quarter rest in Braille music.
Okay.
And, you know, you get about 9 or 10 questions, and then you get a little report. Okay, you got 8 out of 10 correct and 47 tries. Maybe you better try this again, or whatever. So, and we tested this with kids at my grade school, St. Lucie's in Philadelphia. And
okay.
The kids, that was their favorite part. They want to know what their score is. You know?
Right.
How did I do?
And this is all custom. That's why you put in your name, right? So it has, what, different profiles for different people?
Yes. And that's the cool thing. It can keep track of each student, what they're having trouble with. You can look at a log and say, okay, so you're having trouble with quarter rest. And you can give people a little extra.
How do the lessons help work? Can we see one of these? Or?
Yeah. So I'm going to hit the down arrow. So to press on any Braille symbol to see what it means. So I'm going to press. I happen to know that this is re, as in do, re, mi.
Okay.
So I'm going to press on it.
Dots 1-5 Braille music for the saltish syllable pronounced re.
Okay, that's 1-5. It's the Braille music syllable for the note re.
Right.
So, you know, okay, that's what that feels like. All right. Here's do.
Dots 1-4-5 Braille music for the saltish syllable pronounced do.
And that's the big controversy with Braille music. Dots 1-4-5. Okay, we're calling it do. We're calling it do because that's what Louis Braille called it. Because, you know, in France, in most other countries except for English-speaking, and I think maybe the German-speaking countries, they don't give the notes of the scale letter names like C, D, E,
right.
G. So we deliberately, when you first start learning it, teach you the solfege, do, re, mi, fa, sol, because that eliminates some of the confusion. Because this poor kid who's been struggling to learn Braille,
right.
You know,
D is C and E is D, like, and right.
You told me the last 3 or 4 years that 1-4-5 was a D, and today it's C. No, it's still D. So we don't use that term C, even though it is middle C.
Right.
We call it middle do, and we really don't start talking about letter names until we're sure later on in the course that you are comfortable, you know, with calling it
okay.
Do. So all anyway, right. Let's see. So that's an example of the exploratory thing. Now let me try to find.
With the first group in melody one, press on any number in each group to hear someone singing the solfège syllables with Braille music notes.
On these measures.
Next,
okay.
Press on
by the way,
spot again
this Braille sheet has, let's see, I think 6 or 7 melodies in Braille music.
Okay.
So it said, press on any measure to hear someone singing the solfège. So I'm going to press on melody 5 here.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm supposed to. The instructions are listen as you read, and then press again, and this time sing along. So I'm going to sing along. So you do this with each individual measure, and then in the next activity, you press on the melody number, and you can sing along with the entire.
This
okay.
Is eight measure this is the introduction to music Braille.
So it builds up to a point on later sheets where the fun begins because we developed some backing tracks.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, you know, you're singing along with the band, but you're singing like do, do, sol, sol, la, la, sol.
So did you guys create all this material? You find the people to do the singing and all that stuff?
Or? I did some of the arrangements an expert customer and friend, Stephanie Peck, did some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had some fun with it. And then let me get down to where it starts asking me to answer.
Okay.
With written.
13 activity, 14 presence activity, 50 activity 18. Find all of the do whole notes on this sheet. Here's a helpful hint. All of the whole notes on this sheet are found in the very last measure. Some of the melodies.
So I have to find all the do whole notes. I'll find one.
Okay.
Terrific,
it said. Now it's so loud in here, I don't know if you caught that, but now right. I'm going to deliberately press somewhere wrong.
Okay.
Nope. That's not right. Incorrect.
Incorrect.
That's not right.
Okay. So now I'm going to do a look for that right here.
Okay.
There are no more activities on this sheet. Please place the new sheet activity 20. Find all of the doubles activity 21. The four active signs on your brand.
See, yeah, all these 20 plus activities, that's just one sheet.
Yeah,
of the,
just
of
one
the,
sheet.
And there's more. And how many sheets are in this?
There'll be 16. So there'll be hundreds of activities just on that 16 sheet.
Okay.
First course. So I think I'm going to enter on this little Braille keyboard.
Dot 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's not right. No. Enter 08th note on your Braille keyboard. Then press circle.
08th note. Okay, I can do that.
Dot 1, 4, 5. Great. Center soul. 8th note on your Braille keyboard.
Do, re, mi, so. One, two, oh, wait. It's five. Do, re, mi, fa, so.
Yeah.
So that would be, what, 1, 2, 5, right?
You are correct.
Hey.
Correct.
What do I win?
Then press circle.
So it's you know, it's trying to make something that I love, mm-hmm. you know, Braille music, which is essentially a 19th century technology that is worn very well, but combining it with the 21st century tools that we have,
sure.
you know, making it interactive, making it a little more fun, and also addressing the situation as it stands, which is there just aren't enough people who can teach kids who read Braille how to read music in Braille.
Sure.
There just aren't enough.
It's a really, you know, niche area. There isn't, it just isn't a lot out there. When do you, so you're still working on this right now, or when do you expect it to be released?
Well, pretty much all the content is done. I just have to find some time to assemble it. I'm hoping to have something shipping by the summer.
Okay. So the package would involve the TTT if you don't already have one,
right,
and then the sheets and the
software. Biggest investment is buying the TTT, which I believe the retail is $799, and the
are you guys going to offer that?
Yeah. Steve Landau, the owner of Touch Graphics, has graciously agreed that we will, you know, we can be one of his distributors for the hardware, and then we can bundle it with our courseware called Music Touch.
And how much would that be?
Well, I think the Music Touch is going to sell for $199. We might have some kind of introductory price, you know. And then I'm hoping to also build on it so we can do some stuff that's a little less academic, maybe some ear training games or some, you know, quiz kinds of things, name that tune. There's a lot of possibilities in this.
Yeah, sure.
A whole lot of possibilities.
Okay. Yeah, and perhaps people might have some suggestions to give to you on that.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to write, it's info, at dancingdots.com.
Okay. And your website?
Yeah, www.dancingdots.com. And there's a contact form there, too, if you forget my info@dancingdots.com address.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for showing this with, Bill.
Sure. Thanks, JJ. Appreciate it.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.